This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. Julian Ng with you together with Wong Xiaoning. In about 15 minutes, we'll be diving into how other Southeast Asian nations are handling the pandemic with Aaron Connolly, Research Fellow at the International Institute for Strategic Studies. Xiaoning, let's have a quick check on how the local stock market is doing.
Well, Bursa still in the red, is unfortunately down 0.6% to 1361. The rest of the region is still in the red, except for Japan, which has turned green, which is up marginally 0.2%.
And we're looking at political appointments. There have been some changes here in Malaysia. Last week, the Prime Minister's Office announced the appointment of past President Dato' Sri Abdul Hadi Awang as the PM's special envoy to the Middle East. The post is said to be holding the same level as a minister. This was seen as a move by Perikatan National to solidify their political power.
Now, since this announcement, there have also been reports that Hadi penned a letter to the leaders of the Muslim world attempting to explain the change in the government. While many say this letter, this purported letter, has tainted Hadi's image, some politicians have expressed their doubts over whether Hadi actually wrote such a letter. Now, also over the last month, the current government has also been replacing leadership at various state agencies like MARA. There have also been resignations at Khazanah Research Institute and most recently SOCSO. Now, all of this coming at a time when the current government has a pandemic to manage.
Sources also told the Singapore Straits Times that these changes were necessary to appease supporters from a wide range of political bases. Many of those who rose up the ranks during Dato' Sri Najib's time are also expected to make a comeback. And to talk more about this, we have on the line Dr. Oh Yee San, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Good morning, Yee San. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning to all of you. Yeah.
So all these new appointments and also sacking at the government institutions, so what's your take on them?
Well, it is common when there's a change of government, even with previously, you know, Dr. Mahathir taking over from a BN government and so on, there will be almost a wholesale replacement of, number one, those senior political appointees, and number two, the heads of those, for example, government-linked companies and so on. So that process is, of course, ongoing at the moment. I think primarily because even though we have a lockdown during this period, but there has to be some sort of semblance of, shall we say, normalcy of government, that the government does go on, and then, you know, there are all these replacements and so on. Yeah.
But Yee-San, you know, is this the best way forward, mm-hmm. considering that the state of the country is, I mean, we are facing a pandemic, a health crisis. Mm-hmm. Doesn't this kind of make things a little bit more uncertain?
Indeed, but that's perhaps from our perspective. But from, for example, this new government's perspective, I think they would think that, well, if they put dear people in charge, then, you know, their political will, the way they want to do things and so on could be implemented better. I would think that would be, you know, at the back of their mind. So, politics very often, I mean, many countries, Malaysia included, it would trump, you know, even the most serious calamities here. Yeah.
Yee-San, there is a difference between what is political reality and what actually should be done to get the country on the right footing in the long term. And we see all these changes at GLCs and GLICs as well. How do we sustain a kind of long-term policy, especially when the GLCs and GLICs take care of the wealth and resources of the nation?
Okay, you see, all these replacements, they are mostly replacing the most senior personalities in charge in these GLCs. But you see, the day-to-day running is of a lot of GLCs. For example, let's say it's a government investment arm and so on. Very often, the investment decisions, they are analyzed by various professional analysts, people with qualifications and so on. And at the end of the day, they would just submit their recommendations to their superiors, and then the superiors would approve or disapprove it. And very often, I mean, the hard truth is that they will approve it because, you know, they don't have the similar qualifications and so on. Yeah.
But Isan, the issue about this is that we saw that when Pakatan came into power, there was some paralysis, right, at the JLC and JLIC when they were rolling out new strategies. So won't that be the case this time too? And considering we are facing an economic recession, isn't it paramount that there is clarity?
Indeed, there should be. But keep in mind, this government, this new government is actually the previously old government, right? I mean, you have I'm not back in power, and a lot of those personalities who are now at the most senior political positions were in charge back in the UMNO days. So I think from their perspective, replacing people with, the previously old people, I think in their mind, that could actually facilitate what they are doing. We may or may not agree with that because, you know, we saw two changes in government in less than 2 years. But that's, again, it's political reality. Yeah.
And looking specifically at Hadi's appointment as special envoy to the Middle East, this is a new appointment, a new post that's been created. What's your view on this?
Well, this is like a, shall we say, a political consolation prize for him, for example, not be included in the actual cabinet. So give him some sort of envoy position to those countries and region where he is most likely traveling to. And when he does travel to those places, he would be accorded certain diplomatic courtesy and so on. So I don't actually read too much into it because these are not really executive, cabinet positions here.
And Isan, who do you then possibly see returning or being appointed to other such positions? Would we really see a comeback of leaders or supporters from, let's say, Najib's administration?
Najib, as well as previous administrations, even, like the previous, previous Mahathir administration, all is possible. You saw, for example, even during the immediately previous Mahathir administration, the people like Tan Kok Wai and so on were also appointed to be envoys to China, you know, because he is the president of a ruling component party, just like Hadi. So they have to be given certain positions so that at least, you know, when they go around, there's a driver, for example. You know, when they go to a foreign country, they can use the diplomatic channel and so on. So, but if you are talking about whether, for example, how do you be able to influence those Middle Eastern countries' foreign policy towards Malaysia, I really don't think so. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us. And that was Dr. O. Isan, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, talking to us about the political appointments that's happening around our JLCs and JLICs and saying, really, this is political reality, not only for Malaysia, but anywhere else as well.
Yeah, although we may feel a certain way because we think, oh no, there's a health crisis, there's an economic crisis. But like O. Isan says, politics still continues.
All right, we're taking a break right now, and coming back, we'll talk about Indonesia's situation under the coronavirus pandemic. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.